Track 7.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like... Okay, so it's not exactly the seaside, but it's the nearest I've got. And look at this sand. How did it get here? I'll give you a clue. It was transported here. No, not by a big lorry. That would be plain silly. The water brought it here. Remember Farewell Rock? Remember, that was sandstone. It formed after this area had been under the sea. Grains of sand were squashed and glued together with clay to make rock over millions of years. Ever since then, the rocks and water have been having a big sort of fight, I guess. The river water tumbles over the rock and slowly eats away at it, breaking off tiny grains of sand. The sand is carried along in the currents, and when the rivers slow down, they drop their load of sand, and hey presto, a little beach is formed. So they say, anyway. And look over the other side of the river. Can you see the brick wall? Behind there used to be a big mill where they brought all the rock. But how did it get there? Yep, you guessed it. Just to your right is the third tramway crossing. The rock was brought here to be ground into tiny grains of sand, like the ones by your feet, and then... You know what? I can't remember. Do you know what the sand was used for? No. It will come to me later on, I'm sure. Now, we're not getting very far in finding my home, but it couldn't have been in that mill, as it's on the wrong side of the river. Come on, let's keep going. Carry on up the path, up the steps, and I'll see you where the river splits in two. Oh, and, Rock Detective, see if you can see a mine by the steps.